Chapter 4. As they spoke to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them, being upset because they taught the people and proclaimed in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, and put them in custody until the next day, for it was now evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. It happened in the morning, that their rulers, elders, and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and as many as were relatives of the high priest. When they had stood them in the middle of them, they inquired, "By what power, or in what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people, and elders, if we are examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, in him does this man stand here before you whole. This one is the stone which was regarded as worthless by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that is given among people by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and had perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they were amazed. They recognized that they had been with Jesus. Seeing the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What should we do with these men? Because indeed a notable miracle has been done through them, as can be plainly seen by all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so this does not spread any further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they do not speak to anyone in this name." They called them, and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, judge for yourselves, for we cannot help telling the things which we saw and heard." When they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them, because of the people, for everyone glorified God for that which was done. For the man on whom this miracle of healing was performed was more than 40 years old. Being let go, they came to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, "Lord, you are the God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea, and all that is in them. You said through the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David your servant, 'Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain?' The kings of the earth take a stand, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his Messiah. For truly, in this city against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the non-Jews and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your counsel foreordained to happen. Now, Lord, look at their threats, and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were gathered together. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Not one of them claimed that anything of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great grace was on them all. For neither was there among them any who lacked, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and put them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each, according as anyone had need. Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is translated, son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus by birth, having a field, sold it, and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.